Hi everyone. So I'm going to talk about the inflation story in the US and give you some background and also my views on the story. Now, to start with, I'm going to tell you my general feeling about this. My general feeling is the US will either experience very little inflation, like has happened since 2008, or there'll be higher than expected inflation, maybe, but it's not going to be out of control inflation, never mind back to 1970s and 1980s levels. Now, to give you some context about this story before we go on, in 2008, once the Federal Reserve decreased interest rates to zero and did a lot of quantitative easing, a lot of people said there would be huge inflation. It didn't happen. Of course, average inflation in the US, UK, and other developed countries has been going down for many years. And in fact, some developed countries, like in the Eurozone and Japan, have struggled to get any inflation in the last 10 years. But a lot of people are saying this time is different because not only is the stimulus bigger, but more importantly, people actually have money in their hand this time. In other words, last time, yes, there was a lot of stimulus. However, most people didn't actually have it in their hands. It just went to the banks. Most people are paying back debt. Whereas this time, because of the stimulus checks and the fact the fiscal stimulus is much stronger, means there could be inflation. And this time, of course, the economy is coming back more strongly. So if you go back to 2008, 2009, the US economy contracted by minus 0.1% in 2008, minus 2.5% in 2009. Then 2010, it was about 2.6%. It took the US and several developed countries 2 or 3 years to recover from the crisis and about 7 years for unemployment to get back to where it was. Whereas this year, or this time, should I say, it looks like the US economy will get back to where it was pre-COVID in this month of May or in June. And this year, the US could grow faster than China and many other developing countries. And even next year, the growth could be quite high, not as high as this year, but quite high. So a lot of people are saying this fiscal stimulus has came during a period where there's already good economic activity. Which is why some people like Larry Summers and others are saying there could be higher inflation. Now, before going on, what's interesting about this is how easily people go from one extreme to the other, how they go from fear to greed. So, for example, a year ago, people were worried about a Great Depression, even worse than the financial crisis in 2008, 2009, back to the 1930s, unemployment staying at 25, 30%, maybe deflation, including of asset prices. Now, 12, 13, 14, 15 months later, people are worried, you could put it in inverted commas, about the US and other major economies overheating, growth being too high, inflation being too high, unemployment, because it'll get back to where it was before quicker than expected. That could push up inflation. But the bottom line is, this time last year, if I would have told you that come May 2021, some people would be so worried about how good the growth is in the US, and they'd be saying the stimulus is too big because of that growth, and that in a few years' time, the Fed might have to put up interest rates to cover or decrease that inflation risk. I'm sure a lot of people would have laughed during that period of 25% or 20% unemployment and say, well, guess what? That's a good problem to have. So the way I look at it is, even if this inflation, picks up speed and doesn't get back to more recent levels, quite frankly, if the Federal Reserve has to put up interest rates in, say, 2022, 2023 to calm down this huge spike in economic activity and an increase in inflation, that leads to a very short, recession after this huge growth. Frankly, that's actually a very good position to be in, where that's the biggest risk. The previously feared risk about like a Great Depression and deflation and whatever, that is now at the back burner. Now, I do think that for the first time in decades, we have a credible inflation threat in terms of, even though there are many things to go against it, like technology is a big deflationary factor, because of course, staying at home with your wife and husband watching Netflix is much cheaper than going to the cinema. And obviously, it's going to take time also to get the whole world back to normal with all these variants. But in general, my feeling is this is a good problem to have. It's unlikely this is going to be out of control 1980s, 1970s style inflation. I think the worst case is the interest rates have to go up a bit more than, or a bit more quickly than expected, or inflation is just a bit higher than it has been for a few years. But 3 or 4% inflation a year would not be the end of the world.